The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop, and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode. Hello.
What's up?
Oh, man.
Hold on real quick.
You're not ready?
No, I'm like typing to Brent right now, actually.
Okay. Oh, Brent. Oh, okay. Yeah. Our previous guest. I hope everybody enjoyed that episode. That was fun. I have to do this real quick, a little do not disturb.
That's what I should do. Okay, so I'm recording there.
Recording there, recording there.
Recording there.
All recording.
Okay. I have no notes.
I have tons of notes.
Cool.
But yeah, Brent's episode was great. I watched it. I didn't get to review it because basically we recorded Saturday night. I drove home Sunday and then fell asleep. And then the episode had to be uploaded Monday, but I went back and watched it and really enjoyed it. I love.
Is your computer closer to your face than more than normal? Or are you closer to the thing?
I don't know. Is it? Why? Do I look really close?
Maybe it's because I just watched your video and your face was really close on a lot of those shots.
Maybe. That's one thing.
I was like, pull back the camera. I kept wanting to push it away.
I know.
Anyways, we'll talk about that in a second. That's better. That's better.
Are you better now? You good?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I was just like. It was like this.
Yeah, I know. Well, hold on. We'll get there. Well, like you said, we'll get there. Right,
hold on. Anyway. I'm caught up in my
head. Oh, my gosh. Brent's episode was great. I love taking these people who exist in our lives and exposing them to other people because they are such cool people. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Yeah. No one knew who Brent was.
No one knows who Brent is.
No.
People in our club barely know who Brent is.
Oh.
True. Yeah. True. That's what he was talking about, that whole like little absent for a while, coming back, absent for a while. So
yeah.
But I know, really fun episode. Him coming out of his shell throughout the episode was really cool. And I kinda knew that. That's why today we're gonna be going over the reunion show because we didn't do much of it that, but I knew that like with some people you just can't be like, okay, talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we had to kinda acclimate him a little bit. Yeah. And which we did, and he ended up by the end of the episode, like in the beginning of the episode, it's like, who's this guy? And then by the end of the episode, it's classic Brent just doing Brent.
Yeah.
Things, yeah. Know? Anyway, super fun episode. If you haven't watched that one yet, go back and watch it. And also, I think this one's going to go on my channel. So this is, I'm talking to the void here, but these episodes are alternating on our channels. The odd episodes go on your channel. The even episodes go on my channel. We just came across someone who asked about the panda episode that we uploaded a year ago.
Oh yeah, that's the owner of the one that's just
the Tacoma.
Yeah. Some people don't know.
So I thought I'd just clear that up right now. So if you're listening and you want to watch the video and you're like, "Where's the video?" Evens on Custom Life, odds on Grinder TV.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, I just wanted to clear that up as well. But yeah, man, reunion show. Well, we're going to get into the mud about that. Literally.
We did actually talk quite a bit about it last week.
We did, but I think we missed some little details here and there.
Do you remember which details? Because
I do have them written down right here. Cool.
All right.
Dude, cool.
You're on it.
I don't know. Okay. Look, before we really get into things, I don't know what happened at LST, but something fundamentally changed me. Because I'm a different person now. Yeah. For those who don't know, and we'll talk about this in a minute, but I uploaded the reunion video that happened last weekend. It's out today for our early listeners. You got to wait a couple hours, but it's out. Go to my channel. Well, this one's on my channel too, so just go over to the reunion video and go watch it. That happened last weekend.
Yeah.
And I edited it, and it's there.
Well, it's amazing what happens when you're not trying to edit a show video. You're editing a vlog.
Okay, well, I guess we'll start there. That's where we're starting. Okay, yeah. My video
and a vlog is continuity.
Right.
So it's very easy to edit.
It is.
You basically throw everything. This is how I do mine, and I don't know how you do yours, but this makes it easier for me. I will throw almost everything on the timeline, and I don't start to nitpick it until I'm done roughing it. So I'll throw not necessarily show coverage, but like the vlog part, like say a video that I just uploaded on the 91 Toyota, like that video, I'll take the long clip that of where Panda's, you know, talking, and I'll just throw it on there. Cause I know that's where that clip goes after this clip. Mm-hmm. And then once I get that all on the timeline roughed in, I'll go back to the beginning and I'll start to go ding, 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 ding. And I'll just bring it ding, 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 ding. And I'll take it down. I'll start to nib out the things that don't make sense, shorten things up, and that makes it, like, you know, catch on. So it's like you're not trying to, like, edit this, show video. Show videos are hard to edit.
They are. They're very hard. And you're exactly right. So that's similar to my process. I don't rough out the entire thing. But the thing – so I basically get home. I move my footage over. It's, like, Tuesday or something. And I just like, okay, I'm just going to grab a couple things, just see where this is going. And that was it. Like, it's much easier because I can take a clip where I'm like, okay, hey, look, we're here doing this. And I'm like, okay. Then I just show us doing that. And then the next one is like, hey, we're doing this. And then I just show that. So yeah, all of a sudden I started like putting this thing together and I'm like going, and then I get a couple hours into it and I'm like, this is a video. This is like, this is happening, you know? And so like it rolled. I edited that entire video in one day. I mean, granted, it was a 9-hour day, but I edited it in one day and I was just like really surprised. I don't know if that's going to keep going. I can't guarantee anything, but I feel really positive about it. You know?
Well, you could tell just like it was things that you were doing that you don't normally do. So what does that tell you? That tells you get out and do more things you don't normally do. Mm-hmm. Don't rely on coming out here or anything, but just go, you know, what can I do? I'm going to go hang out with the club at a cruise night, you know, go like do these things like, or whatever it is. But yeah, that take that pocket and just get out and vlog. Cause that's the thing that's going to make you want to make videos.
It is. I realize that. And what's funny is lately there have been a few people like making comments and saying like, man, you know, we miss the vlogs, like true vlog style videos. And, you know, it's just like, we talk about this so much, we kind of beat it to death, but just like, you know, going through different phases, you know, and getting unmotivated, and then all of a sudden you find your motivation. Like I wasn't even looking for motivation that weekend. It just happened to be, we were doing all of these really cool things, and it comes back to what I've said before that motivates me is showing off cool things. You know, this whole little adventure, getting your truck to the show, you know, this whole little adventures were going on, and it just like, I was excited to show those things off.
Yeah.
So that's what I need to keep doing. You know, I'm going to see what happens at Forbidden, because, you know, I put out my Forbidden video a week ago or so. And I mean, look, hypercritical of myself, like that was lacking. I could have done more with that, you know, so I'm going to try this year in a couple weeks when we go to kind of like do a redo, even though like we're already back at the Avi. This is our second year being back at the Avi, but it's almost going to be like a redo that I get to like really explain what's happening, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm really stoked. But do you like the video?
Yeah, I did. It was really good.
Thank you.
I think the thing with like what you're saying about the Forbidden thing is you just need, like, and you said like you'd like to show other people doing cool stuff too, but you have to do cool things too.
Oh yeah, no, I get it.
You can't just show like you do cool things. Mm-hmm. You can't just show other people doing those cool things because, I think like with your getting your 4Runner out or doing this other thing that we've been talking about, like if you just rely on other people to do cool things, like people want to see Frank doing cool things too.
I completely agree. And when I was doing, like, last year, you know, there's a few videos where I took the Forerunner stuff, but I was just, again, I was like lost, you know, and I wasn't showing that. And
all you got, it's simple. You just talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, I know. I realize
you tell
that
the camera, this is what I'm doing. Now this is what I'm doing. Now I'm doing this. Now I'm doing that. And then, you know how you saying, like, you talk and then you show what, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now get in a little bit more creative and when you're talking, start the video before you end talking.
Oh, okay.
So it's showing you and you're like, yeah, we're here at Pandas and we're doing this. And then that last 5 seconds of you talking, actually overlay the next clip. So you're talking under that clip.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I like that.
So you start to get these little, it starts to like, it gets the viewer a little bit more,
immersed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just those little things. Then you go, Oh, just like if you're walking around Mini Nats or you're walking around Forbidden, you find the truck that you like, you know, instead of just going up to it and saying, I like this Tacoma, and then going into music over the whole thing, say why you like the Tacoma
and then show those things
and then go in a little music and then come back to your voice, but come back to your voice while the Tacoma's still on the screen and then come back to you.
Yeah.
Just those little things and you'll go, oh, this is so easy.
Yeah. No, yeah, I get, yeah, no, totally. Yeah, I want to start incorporating all those things. And
but you could tell you were super, like that video, you were just like, oh, this is it.
Yeah, no, I know. And we always talk about that genuineness coming through, like being genuine for something. And that's honestly what's been lacking for a long time. But here we are. I've broken through. And hopefully that it just keeps rolling. Like I said, you know, in the video after LST, it's like, look, we came out of that different. And I'm not saying that was like, I mean, that was like a flashpoint, but I'm not saying that changed everything. Like it was a slow buildup.
I think that in two different ways, because my videos, I had already hit my point of videos where my videos were changing. Mm-hmm. But I hit a different point where, like, you hit this point where you're like, okay, if I don't do something now, like this is just whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
And I did that, but with the booth side of things. So, yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
When you come to these heads or you come to these points where you're like, okay, if I don't do something, like you have to like be real with yourself. It's almost like a therapy session. You know what I mean? You're
just
like,
be honest.
Be honest with yourself, you know, and just say, okay, I know I have to do this. So now I just have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's exactly what I came to. One funny thing is remember at the show when you realized that you were shooting everything in 24 frames instead of 60 frames? And so I made a mistake too. I had my version of that. I get home, I move over the clips, and I go to review my show footage off of the gimbal and my Canon and everything. I open up on the screen and it's this big.
720.
I'm like, no.
I was looking at that and I'm like,
you're like, oh, this is kind of, the quality's kind of low on this one.
I was gonna say, I was like, Frank needs to get at least a new lens, because those, even in 1080, soft. those L lenses are, those 24 to 70s are soft, or 24 to 105s are soft.
Yeah. So yeah, I made my own mistake, because like the difference the difference is on, and this is just my camera in particular, it's not any other cameras, I don't know. But there's 24, what they call FHD, and 24 HD. Mm-hmm. And if you don't click FHD, then you're getting the 720 version.
Have you tried to use the slow motion on the pocket?
No, I didn't even know the slow. Oh, like a film in 60 on the pocket?
No, you can just click over to slow motion and it comes out of the camera in slow motion.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. You can film in 60 and then change it in post. But you can also just go to change it to, it says slow motion.
Oh.
And it does it for you.
Oh wow! Well, so I gotta mess with that next time.
Yeah, you don't get the zooming, obviously.
Yeah.
which I think is made your video when you, because you kind of went back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. And I mixed all the footage together. That's one of the other one thing I wanted to do, and then we had just discussed before, and I've used this technique many. I mean, it's funny though, because I'm acting like I've just figured this out. I was doing this before, like I was doing this. It's not like some new thing, and it was like, you know, like clips, talking, clips, breaking it up. So I was like breaking it up, mixing in different footage, not just being repetitive. And I was trying my best to make it as engaging as possible. You know?
But the engaging parts were the smallest parts, like getting wrong when we pulled up and Ronnie was talking.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And right, you noticed, like, I'm sorry, you noticed that like on a lot of the clips, I didn't put any music under it. It was just
I know. Yeah. That's the way to do it, I think. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think so too.
Even just those smallest things, like when Brandon popped up out of the thing, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you don't need to necessarily explain everything, but you explain some things, let some things play out, and then explain other things, and then go into a little bit of music. The song was really good, and you didn't have to find a bunch of songs because you were only using the song for a short period of time.
Right, and it didn't become repetitive. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It was almost just like a continuity thing.
Right. Just to kind of keep the pace moving, you know?
Yeah.
Did you like
it was good.
Did you like the rollers of your truck?
No.
just because it was like,
I was too high.
I know. So
you guys didn't do your job and tell me I was too high. No, it was really cool. Like, it was, the whole thing worked really well.
The Panda's rollers were pretty legit. Those are pretty good.
Yeah. You could, it's funny though. You could just the shakiness of the handheld stuff versus the pocket stuff.
Yeah. Well,
but it actually made it really kind of more dramatic in a certain way too.
I like handheld stuff a lot.
Me too.
When it's shaky, especially paired with the right music. Like, you can't take that and put it to like some trap beat that's super slow. Like, it look weird.
Yeah.
It has to be a little faster pace. It has to be a little more kind of chaotic, which I enjoy. But I also do love a smooth gimbal shot.
You have to mix it up. You have to mix it up. You have to mix up the wide shots, the zooming shots, the cinematic shots, the handheld. That's why, like, anytime I go to a show, if I'm covering the show, I'll do the gimbal. I will do one walk around with the gimbal, and then I put the gimbal away.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is handheld shots.
Yeah.
Because it's too much. Or, like, if Chupas is there, he does the gimbal shots, I do the handheld shots. Because it's a...
Well, one factor in that whole thing was the way that things played out was we were already in the back of our minds concerned about doing this whole thing, getting the Tacoma to the show without, you know, with the threat of it, something happening and not making it to the show. And I couldn't be like, all right, guys, hold on, let me set up my gimbal for 15 minutes. You know, you would be like, no.
Yeah.
So it was circumstance. I'm like, all right, we're just doing this and we're going to capture this moment right here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a really good video.
Thank you.
Keep going on that.
I am.
That's
the sauce.
That's the sauce.
Yeah. And I'm just going to keep doing that. And also, staying up with creating content and just making all these reels and just finding joy in all of these like little things, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. So go to watch the video now after you're done listening here. Don't go right now. Finish listening here. Then go over and watch the video.
And everyone's making cool content. Lindsay made that clip today.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, she's really like planning out her videos to to what's being said on the song. Like we've been talking about what she's going to do at Mini Nets back and forth, like the song that she's going to use, and
she's already got all planned out.
She's got it all planned out. Yeah. So it's really cool just to see everybody kind of getting into it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, super. And that's the thing, man. Like, you can't, if you exist in this little like microcosm of a like world we live in this truck scene, if you live in this thing and you get mad at other people or you get discouraged, and I'm guilty of this too, because I'm guilty of this too, getting discouraged about other people creating content, don't do that, because like everybody comes up with cool stuff and there's room for everybody to make cool stuff.
Yeah, and I do that too. Everybody hate watches a little bit, you know.
Yeah,
to, you know, and, or seeing other people doing, everyone ebbs and flows.
Mm-hmm.
And what, just because of what you see someone else that it's doing really good, are they doing really good behind the scenes?
Right.
And then, you know, the biggest thing is, if we're going to be in this space, we can't be posers.
Exactly. That's, yes. Exactly. You know what
I
mean?
And so I really want
to do the thing.
You have to do the thing. I really want to make a shirt with the word poser on it.
That'd be cool.
It would be. Like, that'd be cool. Instead of create original content, I just want to put like,
don't be a poser. Yeah, don't be a poser.
Mark it down. That's my t-shirt. No one steal it.
Yeah. And then watch, someone comes out, Stuart comes out with one.
I know.
He writes it down. Poser.
He probably already has one, and that's probably where I'm stealing it from.
Right. Yeah. The pool is not very deep when it comes, and we've talked about this before. The pool's not very deep when it comes to a huge variety of ways to say what we do. You can only say low.
Only so many words.
Low. You can only say it so many different ways. So
yeah.
And that's another thing. Don't trip like that guy did at the show about my shirt. The Locos only.
Oh
guy.
Yeah, he was just tripping over not the merch side of it, but yeah, the thing. And he never hit you up or anything?
No. Did you give him my socials and
oh,
stuff?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I was like, this is him.
This guy wanted to beat me up, and you're like, oh, here's his stuff. Here you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's his address.
Yeah. So that was funny. So I walked away from the booth, and then you were confronted by a guy who apparently has, because one of my t-shirts says Locos only, and apparently his, is it his club? That's his.
He has a truck club called Locos only.
Right.
There's a thing in Vegas called Sin City Jokers.
What did that play into stuff? I didn't understand.
I don't know. He told me, he goes, Sin City Jokers, Locos, they use Locos only. And I don't know. He was seemed upset that the logo looked the same. But then when you Google Locos only, they all look like that.
And what was the most ironic part to me is I come back to the booth. So real quick explanation. I leave the booth. This guy comes up. He's got Locos only tattooed on his arms. It could or could not be a truck club. He was kind of a little aggressive. You kind of put out that fire, and that man moved on from that. But then I came back and you explained what happened. And I was like, nah, dude, there's like so much. Like, Locos only is not an original idea. Like, tons of people do this. So the first thing I Googled, and the ironic part was, there's a Locos only Instagram, and it's filled with PacSun type people at the beach, like doing beachy things. It's not what we presented as, you know. Yeah.
So I thought he was trying to make it like they trademarked the logo. And then his wife or someone showed me the logo, and I said, oh, yeah, that's not the same logo.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, but the L's are similar.
She goes,
like,
the L's, yeah, but it's just because it's an L.
Yeah.
Like, all L's letter. Are similar. It's not going to look like a Z.
Why do all these M's look the same?
Yeah, yeah. and then his buddy was with him, and I was like, isn't Locos, because I don't know anything about Locos only. And I go, isn't Locos only like a common thing? And his buddy was like, yeah, it's like a taco shop. It's this, it's that, it's this. Totally. And I look at his other friend, and I'm all, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that was hilarious. It was so funny. I wish I would have been there for that, because that would have been freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was one part of the show. The other thing was in my video, at the end, I do, because I always shout at the end of the video, I usually shout out, you know, the show and the people who put it together. I made one slight mistake. I said Oro was involved with the show, which he's not. But I want to make a big clarification that I think we talked about it last episode, but we'll really drive the point home, is Ronnie from C10 Talk, Sam Castronova are putting together the event. But Ronnie's wife does a huge part of it.
She does everything.
She does everything. Like, she's the person. So I want to make sure that she gets the accolades, that she does a really, really good job of putting this show together.
She does everything for that show and C10 Talk and Ronnie and all that. And I've heard her say now for I don't know how many years, she's like, I'm done. I'm done. And so even Ronnie on his live, he said, Autumn graduated.
Oh, she's in college.
She said she's done with it, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Like I said, I've seen them say that, but, and then you, yeah. And so, or did you tell Oro that, did you tell him that you said that, or did you mention that?
No, why did he say something?
He messages me and he's like, I can't wait to take credit for throwing the Forbidden show.
Oh, that's what he meant by that.
I couldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
He's listening to this right now, and I was like, I just laugh at it because I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I don't know. Maybe I did. I don't know. I saw him throughout the weekend, so maybe I said something like, hey, killer show, John or Oro or whatever, and maybe he took it that way. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, but yeah, definitely Autumn, Ronnie's wife. And I just want to show some of the cool little swag stuff, and we'll throw up an actual photo of it. But he had these little 3D printed pagers done.
Yeah.
They're sick. They're super cool. I mean, we could show the camera, but it's probably better just to throw up a little photo of it, you know? But yeah, so he had these made. Because that's the whole theme for the show, is reunion, is getting back together with like your high school friends. I said this in the video. This is exactly what I said in the video. It's like getting together with your high school friends, having a good time, doing the cool stuff you used to do when you were young. And a lot of the guys who are attending this show were young in the 80s and 90s. So a lot of the theming for the entire show is 80s and 90s. And this
and
little
the funny part is Brent didn't know that.
Oh, really?
So he's like, Brent was like,
what is with these people?
He's like, why are these people dressed weird? And then like he said that once, and I was like, I just thought he was like joking or something. And then later he said the same thing. I go, it's class reunion, Brent. There were shows called The Reunion, Class Reunion, like 80s, 90s, whatever. And he's like, oh, that makes sense.
He's all, that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. That's what he's like, I just thought people in Arizona were weird.
I mean,
half those people that were there were from California too. So,
oh, that's true. Yeah, that's very true. What was really funny is, I'm at my desk doing what I do, and then my kid comes in, my older one, and is sitting there. She's like, "What's that?" And I explained it to her. So I had to explain to her the whole like pager culture back then, you know, because if you think about it, the pager culture is what inspired basically the emojis culture that we have now. Because, like, you know, you would page your friend, and then sometimes you wouldn't page a number, but you'd page in code.
Yeah.
You know, like your sweetheart, you'd 143, like, I love you, you know? So I was explaining that to her, and she's all like, oh, this is lame. Well, yeah, but it's exactly what it has evolved into what that is today. So when you shoot a little smiley face emoji over, in the day we were, like, using numbers to make that.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway.
Or we type out boobs.
Boobs. Send that to your girlfriend.
Yeah, or
boobs?
Hell.
Question mark? Why not?
You could type out hell.
Yeah, there are all sorts of codes. I just remember there was like codes that were like deep. Like you could like meetup spots and stuff. If you put in the right thing, it was like meetup spots and stuff.
Or 911, you'd have to pull over, go to a payphone.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then you call your friend back, and then they're like, oh, "What's up?"
Yeah, you're like, "Oh my god."
Yeah,
don't 911 me for that.
But yeah, so these little cool pagers. I love all the goodie bag stuff. I have a few things here, a little show sticker. But I like this. Did you see this?
I didn't get anything.
Oh, you did. You just shoved it somewhere, and you didn't look at it.
Oh,
he gave us both. He gave us two packages of this stuff.
Oh, I saw the pager. It's in the Maverick.
Okay. So anyway, so yeah, so like again, and I'm sure this goes back to Autumn and her attention to detail, but like everything is so nicely branded, and I have this like little card here. Again, like put up a photo, but it's like the event. This is the event. This is your ticket to the event. And what's cool about it is you know, you could just be like, oh, this is the event just to get in or whatever. But it also, it's got a little tear off thing, so you get a free event sticker, and then on the back you can rip it off, and you can go over to this the C10 Nation booth, and it says $5 off anything. So it's like this cool. Like. Coupon, like it's just got it, like it's like attention to detail, you know, is what I'm saying. Like it's really cool. So
they do a great job with it. I'm hoping it comes back because it is one of my favorite events, and
it's a lot of fun, man. That was my first time going.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Obviously because it's local, it's nice. But staying at the hotel right there, like that was the first year that I had done that.
That was cool,
and it just made it so much nicer, because I never went to the pre-party because I just drove home. I didn't want to go to the pre-party, drive an hour home, an hour in the morning.
Yeah, it's an hour from that place to your house.
Yeah, so, I know. I just took an Uber from not too far from there.
Hold on. We'll get to that. I'm very curious about that. Hold on. Okay.
it's a funny freaking story. God damn it. Anyways, staying at the hotel right there. It's the Crown. It's a super nice hotel. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of hotels down there, and there's a bunch of places to eat. Downtown Chandler, super cool. You know, we walked around. We walked from the hotel. You know, we went and got ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were just cruising around. There was people walking around. And if the weather was better, that place would have been pretty cracking.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. It gets cracking down there on Fridays and Saturday nights.
Well, those are like just a cool vibe anyway, that whole downtown part. No, like, again, the first time I've been there. But can I have a complaint?
Mm-hmm.
One complaint. It's very short. Like, it was just so boom, 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 boom. And so... I know people hate to hear about my back, but like I had to go to the chiropractor yesterday because like it was, and this is completely my fault, but it just kind of ties into the whole shortness of the event is like, it was just so like go, go, go that I'm usually more mindful about what I do, but I was like got into this weird mental thing where I'm like, okay, we set up the booth. Now we're selling. I'm going to go out and film and then walk all the way to the top of the parking structure and then all the way back down. You know, I kind of pushed myself a little farther than I would like to. But yeah. Like, great show. That's my only thing. It's like, it's super short to be done, done it for and over with, you know?
Yeah. I said that too. It's just, and I think coming from more of like the vendor and then the media, like those two things, the first 2 years that they had it, I shot video and photos for CK magazine. So I had to walk that thing twice.
Oh, man.
Were you
vending at the same time?
And vending.
Oh, you were triple dogging it
so
that day.
I said, after that second year, I said, I'm not shooting the photos anymore. Then the third year, I didn't go the third year because it was on the same weekend as our show last year. And yeah, again, I don't know if they could make it 2 days. I don't think they can.
There's a lot of logistics involved.
There is. And I think if we didn't have to do the video side of it, like if you just hung out at the booth, it would be totally different. But doing the video thing is...
I mean, you're essentially doing two jobs in one day. Yeah. You know, you're vending. And even my vending was I was only occupying like a tiny space. But then again, like it's still when we're still vending the whole booth. So we're, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it is vending. It is a whole job.
And you are very good about just getting up and leaving.
Yeah, I know.
I said, Brianne, where's Frank? She goes, I don't know.
He's gone.
He's just left. I'm all
sorry.
Okay. And then my favorite part though was we were setting up, right? And we're almost all done. And I turn around and you had hung your banners up.
Oh yeah.
You had three banners, okay?
Yeah.
You had hung them up in the center
of
each panel. And I looked around and I go, well, I guess I can't hang my banners.
I know. Well, I was just so used to us having two like 10x20s, and I was just on autopilot doing my
thing. You were on autopilot because I was like, hey, Frank, I need to set my banners up too. You're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that makes a ton of sense.
That makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. But, a thing we didn't really go into much detail last time was we gave away a drop choice.
Yes.
Yeah, that was really cool.
We didn't talk about that at all.
Mm-mm. So we picked a vehicle. This is what our third one we've given away? I don't know. We've given away a couple. We still have a couple more. Maybe. It was definitely not our first because our first one was at the A Day to Remember show.
Yeah. And I forgot we keep needing to take a picture of the award and tag Creative House in it
when yes.
we do these things.
Yes. Thanks, Doug. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Doug. We appreciate it.
But
I went to a super cool Toyota.
Yeah, yeah. And
not bagged or body dropped.
That, I was going to say. Well, one thing is it is a Toyota because we tend to have a theme, but that's fine. But also, yeah, it was this, again, throw a picture of it. Just a super cool static drop on a big set of wheels with a very cool like retro style.
Livery.
Yeah. That's the right word. I was going to say paint job, but it's like a wrap, but it's not a wrap. It's a livery. Anyway, it's cool. It was super cool. It has a cool Toyota stripes on the side. It says Toyota on the thing. Super clean standard cab, $89.95. The dude seemed super cool. You know, he seemed to like that we picked his truck. But yeah, I just wanted to like not prove anything, but it's not like everything doesn't have to be perfect. Big bag body drop, blah 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 blah. It could just be something super cool that we just hey, that's pretty cool.
Yep,
exactly. As long as it's not an S10.
Yes. Inferior truck.
We are hurting some feelings on your video. Oh, we got to talk about your video too. But on your video, on your latest video, Toyota build, you're talking about an S10 and you're like, yeah, because it would, S10 frames are C channel.
Yeah, I said that because Brandon, who is there working
he's
on
the an S10 dude.
He's got a gang of S10s at his house. So he's an S10 guy through. And it's just mostly, it's all poking fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and
I hope people understand that.
And it's going to lead up to me building an S10 on the channel.
That's sick. Heck yeah.
I mean, they're free, basically. Not to spend any money.
You don't have to buy an $8,000 Tacoma to get started?
No. Just someone will just give me an just S10.
Brandon will give you an S10.
He's got.
I thought that was very funny. We're not haters, a little bit. Anyway,
I know. I think S10s look great when they're done right.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But anyway, the drop choice. Yeah, the drop choice was great. It was really cool. I think we found. I'm sorry. I think we found our stride on that about because I think this is the third one because I think one we like gave to no sorry the first one at A Day to Remember we like gave to the free like Freaks of Nature and then they gave it away. Yeah. But I kind of liked. Just be like, oh, hey, cool. Let's go grab this guy and give it to him. You know, it's way more personable. It's more like a cool interaction. So,
yeah,
that's what we'll be doing from now on.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm. Anyway, so the other cool thing, let me go over my notes here. Giving away the drop choice. The Tacoma frame that was sitting out there.
Yeah.
We didn't go into any detail about that. That thing is beyond sick. And actually, to be completely honest with you, when you said, hey, go over there and look at that frame, and I looked at it and you're like, that's a Tacoma frame. I was like, oh, cool. And then I didn't put all the pieces together that it's a Tacoma frame and that guy just plain trick built it. I forgot I've seen that before. It's the white standard cab with the tilt bed. And and then later when that dude hit us up, like dropped us a message on the drop, I was like, oh, and it all just kind of came piecing together. I'm like, oh, that's the truck. That thing is gonna be bad.
Oh, it's gonna be beyond bad.
Yeah, I know.
It's gonna be like, I don't even know. Like it was so funny because I was talking to the owner, you know, and he's like, yeah, this was just supposed to be a street truck. I was like, well, but yeah, the Just Plain Trick, that guy, you know, I talked to him. I was like, hey, we need to get you on the pod. Like, it would not need you, but it would be cool to have that guy on the podcast. The owner.
When he said, so we went up to him and he was kind of like showing us the frame and we're just kind of chopping up, talking about it. When he said his vision is to compete with Japanese built trucks, I was like, oh, that's it. Yeah. Because like you were saying the other guy was, his initial vision was street, just a regular street truck, you know, whatever. Yep. When you start wanting to compete with those dudes, you're like, no, you're in it to win it at this point.
It's so funny because the owner of the truck was like, yeah, I've been following your build, man. I really like it. And I'm just trying to compete with myself. And when you start with a truck that looks like it belongs in a junkyard and then you actually get it running, it's like people are blown away.
Right.
I can't imagine going that far with something.
Right.
You know, it's just, it's wild.
It's incredible. Every piece of that thing is incredible. From, you know, those super cool upper and lower control arms in the front, all chromed out, to all of the wires ran through the frame.
Yep.
And like, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Those big back wheels with the stretched tires. Like,
yeah. And it really fits that, like because he built that green truck back in the day, that Tacoma on 24s. Mm-hmm. And that fits, like, that's his vibe. You know what I mean? Like, those just a really, like.
Well, he's built a lot of things that are pretty crazy. And I will totally admit that I don't know them all. Mm-hmm. But it would be fun to listen to him, you know, go through all the things and all the photos of the stuff that he's built. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I know he's done a lot of things that are out there, but I think they just kind of get lost in the mix or whatever, or they like got built and then they fell off or, you know, whatever, but he's done a lot of cool stuff.
Well, I can't wait to see this Tacoma at its end stage. And I'm pretty sure, I'm 100% sure the paint and interior and everything else is just going to be as ridiculous. Well, the
owner's a painter.
Oh, he is? Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, then it's absolutely going to be freaking,
I think, over the top. He is. I'm pretty sure he owns his own paint and body shop. I could be misspeaking, but I'm pretty sure he does. Okay. And I think the chassis is going to be at Forbidden.
Oh, sick. Heck yeah.
Yeah. Right on. He hit me up afterwards and asked me if there was space. And I said,
you're like, heck yeah. In the parking lot. No, I'm just kidding. It's not finished.
It's not finished.
Hey, that's going to be your problem that day.
Oh, that's going to be Forbidden is going to be very interesting. I'm not going to say anything now.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you post pod.
Okay. It will be. Last thing about the whole reunion show, the whole weekend and everything like that was, you getting your Tacoma there, you know, if you go watch my video, you see that it was like a whole thing about back and forth. The rain was messing with everything and it was not looking good. And then it looked good and you finally got it there. But so many people were stoked to see that truck. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was really cool. It was really cool to see everybody roll through and just be so excited for you and the truck and to see it. So I'm really glad it all worked out.
I am too. You saw me mentally fighting myself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That Friday and then that Friday night and then.
Even Saturday morning, I could tell, like, even up, like, one thing I didn't include in the video that'll probably be in your Tacoma video is when we got there Saturday morning to get the truck, we had to put gear fluid in the back.
Yeah.
And I thought, honestly, I thought that was the moment. I was like, oh, man, this is. Like, because it was kind of difficult. Like, you know, it was getting kind of, it wasn't just popping off the bung and slipping some fluid in there. It kind of turned into a little thing. But at that moment, I was like, that's when I started doubting it. Because I was like, are we in over our heads right now? Like, what if
at that point, I was like, no, now we're here. Like, we're here. It's going.
Well, that's true.
I was Panda was looking because he was in clean clothes.
Yeah.
Looking for,
he's like, I'm not like,
getting under there. I'll get under there. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was like, no, this is going to happen now. I didn't drive all the way over here. The funny part is, you know, we didn't drive it on Friday because of the rain and the terrible weather and stuff. And then Saturday's beautiful and we wake up at the hotel and it's clear skies and it's beautiful. The second we got off the freeway at Pandas, the road was wet
Yeah.
Because it had literally rained in the morning only in that area.
Yeah.
And I was like,
well, because Panda is out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, that was the whole reunion experience. Super fun.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anything you remember from the show?
It was a blur. I remember filming in the wrong frame rate and it messed me up. But my video up, it's edited up until basically we're at Panda's messing around. And it's already 16 minutes long. So like
a Tacoma video.
Yeah. But I don't know if you noticed in the 91 video that I'm not going to start. I'm not. Things are just right. going to start meshing together.
Yeah. Yeah. You did explain that.
It's not going to be. I'm basically just going to vlog. It's just going to be me going to things, whatever I do, you know, and just kind of recording more.
Yeah.
Because the episodes aren't big. The 91 will probably be more like. Bigger, but like the Tacoma stuff, everything big is done to it except the paint. So the paint process will be obviously more Tacoma stuff, but you know, I just got to mess with some of the interior stuff and I'm going to film that, but I'm not going to make a whole video about it. It'll just be like dabbed within the 91.
I like it because now you're taking it from these individual type how do I put this, like individual type builds focus to now
like
this is
like a
this
like
is just
set
your
set of series is
right. It's just series. Like this journey of building different trucks and going to truck shows, and it all kind of weaves together. I think it's great. I think it's going to be way fun. I think it's going to be very it'll keep you engaged. It'll keep the viewer engaged. Like all of this cool stuff happening. I'm very excited for the future. I loved the video. Again, we always talk about this, about like smiling and laughing and having a good time throughout a video. So much fun. Everything was so much fun. Panda is becoming like he was already good, like creating, like he's really good at creating reels. Like you go over to Panda Built Fab and watch the reels he creates. He has really creative ideas on how to put them together, which is spilling over now into these the videos that you're making, and him like explaining stuff like the welding thing and like the, you know, the C notch thing and like the pinion angle thing. Like it was just so great. He's so engaging, you know.
Yeah, it was difficult for me with this build. The first episode was really easy to put together.
Mm-hmm.
Picking the truck up, dropping it off. Then I started to get a little nervous in the middle of this video because I was like, there's no substance to this. It's just a lot of grinding and welding, grinding and welding. So then I was like, I need to start asking questions.
Yeah.
You know, I need to start like, tell me this. And even Carl was like, you should ask Panda about his welding. You know, like have him sit down and... So that was in my head. So when he started welding, that like that popped in. I was like, tell me your welding technique.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. And then in the towards the end of the video, I had bought a new microphone and I did not. I do these things where I buy new stuff and I don't test them out until the
you
day
just
that I
go
need
for
them.
It. Okay.
I did that when I bought my strobe for photography.
Mm-hmm.
I never got the strobe out and tried it and practiced until the night I was shooting a cover for a magazine.
Hey.
And I was like,
sink or swim time, baby.
Yeah. I was like on YouTube at the shop. Like, how do you do? What does this button do?
Like, where's the photographer at?
Yeah. I do that all the time. And I had not the settings a little bit not dialed in on the microphone.
Couldn't tell.
It worked out well. There was me editing it on this with these speakers. I was like, man, this doesn't sound that great. But then I watched it on my phone and then I rewatched it and I was like, oh, this is fine.
Yeah, that was great.
But yeah, so I started getting a little nervous about the substance of that. Like, is this, there's no end goal. Mm-hmm. There's no like this. So now I'm challenging myself to like make these videos entertaining, but without where there's no like beginning, middle, end.
Right.
It's just a continuity thing.
Right. Without drawing things out. Because also stuff can get drawn out. Like even if it is interesting, but then you spend 20 minutes explaining it, you're like, okay, you know, let's move on from this, you know? So it's definitely a mix, like a fine thing to walk, you know?
Yeah. And 'cause then you could film too much. Like I filmed a whole thing where I backed, where I was going to get parts for the Tacoma at that, parts guy over here. And I had to take that dirt road, you know?
Oh yeah.
But the OBS was in the front, so I had to like take the Maverick, back it up, hook the trailer up, pull the trailer up, pull the OBS out. Then I filmed myself talking in the OBS and then driving on that dirt road. And in the Tacoma video, I just lobbed that all out at the beginning. I was like, this is too much. It's too much. Like, And so that's knowing when it is too much is important too.
One thing that I was really struggling with, again, like I don't, this is just maybe a flash in the pan, but one thing I was struggling with before was exactly that. I used to be like really like to some degree frustrated and also like a bit envious of how you could wrap up a whole like travel thing in like 1.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I felt this need to long draw out explaining what's happening.
Because you know why? Because it's a long drawn out drive.
Right. Oh, so like mentally I'm thinking.
So
like,
mentally you yeah. think if it's a long time to get there and you go through all these things and you stop and you eat and you do, you think that the beginning of the video has to be that long too.
Right.
And it doesn't. You can actually take the very long thing and make it short and wham, bam, bam. And the other thing too is you can use your phone on a lot of these things. So if you're at a gas station and you're like picking candy out, and your pocket's in the truck, just grab your phone, film yourself grabbing candy, grabbing chips, and then paying for it and grab it. And then there, you just have this little cool little boom, boom. To like make the video go and keep going. So, yeah. So I just learned to like utilize my phone a lot more too on these things.
Yeah.
Because it just creates this filler content that you're like, oh, I didn't get it. Oh, well. It's like, right.
That's what we always say. The best camera is the most available one.
Yeah, exactly.
That you have at any given moment. So
love
the new video, and looking forward to more of those. Oh, one little thing that I have written down here, it is a little side thing, but it is very funny. Was remember when we were walking through the parking lot and we saw that that OBS. It was a silver OBS with a Cadillac front end. And you, me, and Brent kind of had a chuckle because, like, you know, that was a thing back in the day.
Oh yeah, it was at the hotel.
Yeah, so we walked past it, and we don't have any footage of it. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. But we all walked past it, had a little chuckle because, like, oh my gosh, that's back in the day. But then, like, when I got home and I was like just scrolling through Instagram, I came across some brand new trucks with brand new Cadillac front ends, and I was like, oh my god, that is so bad. Like, it just completely made me chuckle because then I remembered we're not laughing at this truck. It was just a funny thing because that was a huge thing back.
You know, yeah, and it was kind of a stock. It was just a stock truck.
Yeah. Well, these are too. These ones. I'll send you the photos of them. Or
so bad as in badass or bad as in not
no
good.
So badass. Oh. They're brand new Silverado standard cab Silverados with brand new Escalade front ends. Oh,
because those
they
older
are sick.
Ones. Back in the day, we were like, that's so sick. And now I look at it, I'm like, that looks dumb.
These new ones look pretty bad. Like, good. Yeah. Like, really, really good. Maybe I'm looking at them through rose-colored glasses because it's so different because I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah.
But I'll send you the photos, and maybe you can add them in here. I don't know. But actually, I have them say, oh, never mind. I'm not connected to the internet. But anyway, I'll send them to you. But anyway, I just thought that was a funny little thing that, like, I'm all, oh, that's quaint. And then I look at them, I'm like, oh, my God, that's super bad. But yeah, so that's all of that stuff.
Speaking on the front end thing, you remember when the new Chevys came out with the very car-like lights and everyone's like, those are so ugly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, the newest ones.
They look sick.
I like them.
When they're bagged and body dropped like those Fat Fabs trucks and you're like, okay, that looks cool. Because sometimes when we see change, you know, we're like, yeah, exactly.
No, yeah, I totally agree. I was that guy. I was 100% that guy when the new Silverados came out. I'm like, yeah, this is, the whole thing is weird, you know. But yeah, no, definitely. We got some questions. We put out a little dealio out there and asked the group for some questions.
How many did Bacon ask?
Oh, he only asked a couple, and they're good ones.
Oh, good.
Well, actually, we'll start with his. And then we have a really, really good one that may take the rest of the time. Then we can circle back. But, never mind. Bacon asked 1, 2, 3, 4.
Damn. You got to break these up, Bacon.
4. He asked 4. But this one's actually a good one that I want to start with is, how giddy was Brian when he parked his truck at the show? Let me begin. You show no emotion.
No.
None. We leave Panda's shop and I'm like, you know, Brent is talking. He's like, man, that's so cool. I'm like, yeah, dog, this is fucking awesome. And then we look over to you and you're like this. Just stone face driving. We're like, and then Brent's all, is he having a good time? I was like, I don't know. But
I was just thinking about it. Like, if something breaks and I just crash into this wall.
That's right. Yeah. That's what you said.
Yeah. No, I just don't really show a ton of emotion.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that's happened like throughout this whole process.
I show more emotion when my friends do things versus when I do things.
Yeah.
And that's I don't know why that is. It's just a thing, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, like, but probably thinking of like driving, I'm just like, man, I've spent so much money on this truck. And it's just rattling to shit. And there's air. I can see the ground because the rubbers aren't in the truck. And it's just like the alignment's not done. So it's just doing this type of thing. And I'm just like, yeah.
You're like, what? Did I make the right decision? I can see that.
No, did not make the right decision.
But that I could totally see that, like that thought process going through the whole thing. Because that's kind of the juxtaposition of the whole thing is like you have that just plain trick Tacoma, that thing is beyond bad, and I said this in the video, and I want to also clarify this, and I'm surprised you didn't catch me on this part where I said, yeah, Brian has worked so hard, and Panda has.
I caught the part where you didn't talk about Tanner working hard.
Oh, Tanner, yeah, Tanner too.
Yeah, he's gonna watch that video and make a comment. Go, Tanner, if you're listening to this, go watch Frank's video.
Yeah,
he did not say that you did anything.
I was in the
moment, but it's not up to you. Moment. It's also not up to you to say anything. But make a comment on his video and say, "Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, Frank, for all the accolades for getting the thing running."
Yeah, anyway. I haven't even paid Tanner yet. I have to go give him money.
Oh well, see, leave a message on his video.
Yeah,
but anyway, but yeah, so like it's you know, this sounds really really bad and unsupported, but yeah, like that just plain trick frame is what it is, and there's like so much effort put into your truck, and you're riding down the road and it's rattling and it's like,
yeah,
it's kind of an interesting, you know,
it is. But my goal now for my truck is to make it brand new on the inside,
just dial it in.
Yeah, so I'm gonna take the dash out. I've got to mount a couple of things. I got to get the fuse, because the fuse box is mounted in the glove box, but there's no glove box, so the glove box is just a shell. So when you open it, the fuse box is right there, but it's just zip tied to the bar. So I need to like make that to where when you do open the glove box, you can access the fuses super easily. Mm-hmm. So like I'm gonna have a lot of fun, like making sure all these things work inside the truck, and then new rubbers, and then dynamat the entire thing. You know what I mean? Because I do want to drive this thing and
be comfortable.
I don't want to like hear the the road and hear the rattles, because that's my thing. Because the truck rode great. Like when I was driving and I would see a bridge junction come up, those are always like
hold on.
Like you don't feel anything.
That's awesome.
It was really cool. So now I just got to do the other part.
So that's a very interesting thing, because this is going to be such a unique challenge for you, because you have that mentality and you've really applied it towards like the Titan. You know, yeah. But the Titan is essentially a stock vehicle that you've kept good care of over all these years. Now to take this truck and try to do that, that's going to be a challenge.
It's going to be a challenge. Very hard for me to. It's going to be hard for me to do that, and that's why I Ubered back from downtown Phoenix, was because of the Titan.
Tell me about that. Tell me. Good segue. I was gonna. Yeah great like segue. That? Yeah.
So that I, when me and Joe and Morgan went to C10s in the park, I have helper bags on the truck. But when we were coming back, one of the helper bags, it's like, they're just the airlift ones. They have plastic caps. It broke and punctured the bag and it blew the bag out, and the truck was just hitting, like bottoming out, bam, bam, riding like crap on the back. And you know, I had already replaced all the stuff on the front.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's the back, bam, bam. And I was like, damn it. So I fixed the airbag and it rides fine on the airbags. But then I was going on that dirt road to go pick up Tacoma parts the other day, and there was no air in the bags, nothing in the bed. No trailer, and the truck's bottoming out.
Just getting rowdy.
And I'm like, if I'm going to be towing a lot, I'm going to be towing the bigger trailer and all this stuff. I don't want to rely on the airbags. I want to be able, if something happens. So I'm getting I dropped it off at a place called Valley Spring. And they're taking the leaf springs and re-arching them.
Mm-hmm.
And then putting an add-a-leaf in it.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that. And so I had this appointment last week, and I was like, okay, how am I going to get home?
Yeah.
I could have my mom follow me down there, but I just was like, it was early in the morning. I just was like, whatever. And then I was like, oh, I could just go over to Rev B, because Rev B's right there, and just hang out there. And then I was like, I don't want to do that. I got stuff to do at home. And then I was like, I could just hook the trailer up, put the Maverick on the trailer, and then get there, draw the Maverick off the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I just didn't think about it until I was driving down there. And then I was like, so I Ubered home.
Yeah, that's a journey.
It was the $35 Uber ride.
It was only $35.
Only 30. Yeah.
I was expecting you to say it was like $90.
No, but by the time I screwed the tip up, it was 60. So I tipped her $15.
Uh-huh.
But when I did it, I was like, oh, the tip didn't go through. So I added a $15 tip. So I gave tipped her $30.
Hey. I mean, she did take you
home. Her car was very comfortable. She was nice.
That's good.
But
it's a journey. How long? It's about a 45 minute.
It's an hour.
That's an hour?
Yeah.
I'm surprised someone took it. I know. They're like, Buckeye? What the?
I know. And it's not even the regular Buckeye. It's the northest part of Buckeye. Because I asked her, I was like, do you like these longer rides or do you like the... This sounds really weird.
She's like, hey, man, I'm just here to take you home.
I was like, do you like the long rides or the short rides? You want 5 stars or you want 1 star?
Oh, my God. Okay.
So the truck's getting... So now I have to get... I'm going to go back down there, but this time I'm going to get a ride down there.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to...
Is it going to be done today?
Yeah. It'll be done later today.
So oh, that's awesome.
Go down there. It'll be raining and it'll be in traffic, but...
Another little thing that dials in the tit.
Yep.
That's awesome. And
then, yeah, so it'll have... The only thing left on that truck that I haven't touched, like I'm going to get the heated seats all dialed in before mini nats. Not that we'll need them, but...
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully the airbag light's still blinking, so...
Oh, okay.
Tanner, if you're listening... I need you to do Tanner things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's cool.
Be all ready to go. Yeah, because then the enclosed, I'm going to start working on the enclosed trailer.
So yeah.
That'll be a whole thing on the YouTube channel too.
Yeah. Yeah. That, yeah. Those are other plans going on.
Yep.
So there's a few of them, but we'll round it out with this one and we'll pick it up next week. Don't worry.
Okay.
did
Will Freeman ask a question?
No. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Because he gets upset when we don't. She's all, just answer the questions.
Answer the damn questions.
Sorry for also making you the bad guy, Will. Sorry. Anyway, moving on. We love you, Will. So our friend John from SoCal, the guy I can never remember his name. And now I know his name.
Oh, Turberg.
Yeah. And now I know his name forever. Yeah.
Hobby Shop Customs.
Hobby Shop Customs. Yeah. He asked a really good question because I don't know if you know what's going on. But he says, question for the pod, what is your take on the possibility that CARB might be relaxing smog regulations? And if it does happen, what is your take on how different the custom vehicle cultures might respond? Because right now, currently in California, there's a bill being presented that will bump up the smog exempt years to I don't know if it's 30 years or if it's 95. It's either 95 or 30 years. I can't remember which. Maybe I should have become a little more prepared. But yeah, but it's currently being presented, and we'll see if it passes or not. But it's got a kind of like a couple like little stringent stipulations, which is one, it's 95 and older, which is that's great. But it has to have collector's car insurance in order to qualify for this smog.
So it's the same as Arizona.
Oh, that's the same thing?
That's the same as here. Oh. So our years in Maricopa County go back to 67.
What do you mean?
So you know how California is 1974?
Five, yeah.
Five. So ours goes to 67.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's even older.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, obviously if you have a 69 car, it didn't have emissions on it.
Right.
You know, but so that it's not like you have to do these crazy things to pass, but you still have to get it emissions checked. So that's what with my Tacoma, I got around it by registering it. I didn't register it. I went and got a custom or a classic car policy first, then registered it.
Oh.
And that's how I got away with emissions. So, so the California thing, I think that was going to be something that was going to happen regardless, because I think Washington State got rid of all smog laws.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, not smog laws, but, like, you don't have to get emissions checked anymore. Because what's happening is you have all these new cars who they barely put out any emissions. And once the scale tips to more of those new cars, let's say the year's 2020, right? Once there's more 2020 and newer cars on the road versus 2019 and older, it's just going to, that scale's going to keep tipping. People are going to keep buying new cars and get rid of old cars.
Right.
Once that scale tips, you don't need the smog stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people don't realize that the electric car thing was actually a good thing for car enthusiasts, because the more electric cars that you give basic people for transportation, the less gas cars that are out there, the less smog checks that you need, which means they go, we don't need the smog stuff anymore.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So when I first learned about this, I was driving around town and I made it a point. I'm like, I'm going to see like every like pre-95 car that I can spot. I saw less than, not even a dozen. I'd say less than five.
Yeah. You know, I think the scales are tipping and SEMA and these other organizations that, you know, lobby on the side of the car enthusiasts are paying attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, they're calling this bill the Jay Leno bill because he's kind of at the forefront of getting this thing put together.
Oh, good. Jay Leno is a great advocate for this stuff because he understands living in L.A. and being a car guy. You have to understand that smog is a real issue in areas like L.A. Even here in Maricopa, we're in a valley. So it just sits.
Yeah.
It doesn't go anywhere.
No one remembers LA in the late 80s, early 90s.
No. You couldn't even go outside at school sometimes. You had smog days. They wouldn't let you go out in recess. Like, mm-hmm. You don't want your city or your area to end up like LA in the 80s or Mexico City. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or some places in China. And China's doing crazy stuff to fix their air quality. But like, so Jay Leno is a great person because he understands both sides of that argument.
Right, right.
You know, you don't. You want to make sure that the car people are being represented because, you know, we have these vehicles that we're not going to drive them every day. We just want to drive them on the weekends, a couple of miles.
Yep.
You know, and then we want to get in our basic commuter cars that are comfortable, mm-hmm. and all this stuff that don't release a lot of smog into the air, a lot of whatever emissions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we drive those every day. So, yeah.
And that's the thing there's a strong saying that like people feel like, you know, electric cars or even like you said, new cars in general, they're very disconnected. We were just talking about this, feeling very disconnected. It doesn't have a driving experience. But when you're trying to get to work on time, you don't give a crap about driving experiences. You just want to get there and get home. Yeah. You know, that's all you want to do. So, yeah. No, I definitely see that, too. I can't wait for, you know, all of that to come about, and we'll see.
And if it does come about, if they take it all the way to 95, that's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because you have all those 80s trucks and cars that are just, you know, and a lot of those older cars, people are LS swapping them. So they're putting newer motors in them.
Yeah, that are more efficient anyway.
They're more efficient anyways. Yeah. Nobody wants to put those cars with the stock motors in them. They were terrible.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Yeah.
So.
No, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah, I'm very excited for
that. I hope that takes off.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really cool it'd be really good just for the auto industry in general,
mm-hmm.
you know, cause then you're not having to like worry about the cops pulling you over,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
here's an interesting
and harassing all those people.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing. So like, I was floating through the internet one day and, cause I didn't even know this because like, I don't live in that world, so I wouldn't know, but if someone was talking about, you know, like cops pulling people over for emissions thing, I'm like, I've never had that happen to me. But then again, I've never had a vehicle that was, you know, hooked up like that, you know, but that's a real thing. So,
yeah,
we'll
see. Yeah, it is. And the cops are out there, the highway patrol and these police, they have a job to do and their job is to find illegal things. And cops aren't always car guys. Most of them aren't. Mm-hmm. They're just dudes that are doing a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if your job is to find illegal things, they're given this power to do this thing.
Yeah.
And they're going to be jerks to you.
Yeah. They're not going to be nice about it.
No, I've seen those videos too, where they pull over the guys in the, you know, like 350Zs.
Yeah, exactly.
For example.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Which those cars actually won't be part of this whole thing, but could be at some point.
Yeah. It could be at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. I think that's a great thing. Hopefully that happens.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got here. We got to, let's see what we can round it out with. Sorry, some dead air. This guy's question is really good. This is Cash _the_welder. He's all, do you guys have that banner with the alien and mini truck? Yes. You go to livelifecustom.com and you can purchase that banner right there. And you can also go to grindertv.com and purchase some cool banners.
Did you notice in the video I kept saying grinder-tv twice, but on the text I put thegoodlife.com.
Oh, you did? I did not notice that.
Yeah.
You're still in that transitional period.
I am in it. Yeah, exactly. I'm transitioning currently.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you know.
But anyway, so yeah, that's what we're into right there. Go to our websites and purchase merch, because again, that's how this whole thing keeps on moving.
Yes.
And we'll pick up, there's lots of other questions. We'll pick those up next week. All the rest of Bacon's questions. about MASH and all sorts of weird things. Sorry, bacon.
All right, sounds good.
All right, dude. We'll see you next week.